Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Now, there are a few more pleasing sounds than the laugh of a baby. So at what age does the ability to find things humorous begin? Of course, scientists have been looking at this. Dr. Elena Hoika from the School of Education at Bristol University joins us now on News Talk. Elena, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
So the fact that babies can understand humour, does that tell us something about what they understand about the world around them?
I think it does. From our survey, we identified 20 different types of humour that are present before 4 years. And we also pinpointed the ages at which each type emerged. So in the first year, they tend to be really physical, auditory, sensory types of humour. So, you know, funny voices and faces, things like that. And that suggests that infants are starting to understand the world from a very sensory perspective, but they're not yet understanding more verbal jokes, for instance. So 2-year-olds, they like mislabeling, so I don't know, you can call banana an apple, or saying nonsense words. And that suggests that they're starting to understand language and they can play with those concepts. So it seems that humor is really reflecting their understanding of their world, what how they see the world, and they're able to play with that a bit and see humor in that.
Mm. But is it a puzzle though? But say, you know, if you play peekaboo with a baby, and generally speaking, they enjoy that, so they often find it funny. Is there any explanation as to why they find it funny rather than alarming?
Well, that's a really good question. So there's actually been a lot of research on peekaboo in particular. And I think, you know, one thing that infants are starting to understand in the first year is that, you know, things that disappear can reappear. If you cover your keys with a cloth, they're still there. They still exist. And that concept might be funny, but it's actually only really funny with someone they're familiar with. There was one study that found when a stranger did peekaboo with babies, babies tended to cry more, whereas when their parent did it, they tended to laugh. And that's not going to be true for every baby and every stranger. But familiarity might be important there as well, and kind of that feeling of comfort.
And kind of what ages in general do they start creating their own humor?
So from our reports, we had parents reporting on humor on kids as early as birth. None of them did, up to 47 months. And we found that about 50% of 11-month-olds would produce humor. That doesn't mean that every 11-month-old is going to produce humor. You know, some kids are going to be producing it earlier. Some kids will be producing it later. So there are records of, you know, 7-month-olds, for instance, producing humor. But that seems to be when, on average, kids are starting to make their own jokes.
And what kind of jokes are they? Because, you know, most of those would be pre-verbal, of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, this is kind of first going into second year. So these jokes are going to be, I mean, they might be copying things like peekaboo, for instance, and doing it themselves. Kind of, I'm going to get you, chasing people, tickling them. And also, it's kind of an age when they're starting to understand how objects work. So some kids might start to misuse objects as a joke, you know, put a cup on their head, things like that. So these aren't, you know, advanced verbal jokes or anything like that. They'll be very physical in nature.
Yeah. And the purpose of a study, because I suppose a lot of these findings mightn't be a great surprise to parents if they've,
right,
you know, if they've had babies. But as from a scientific point of view, where does this bring us?
So the reason I was interested in doing this is my previous research has been very much kind of lab based. We give them a joke, see how they respond. But what we didn't really know was what children's humor looked like in day-to-day life. So by asking 700 parents about all these different types of humor, we now know actually that kids do engage in a lot of these humor and these types of humor, and we can pinpoint the ages at which they do that. So from a research point of view, it tells us, for instance, that verbal humor is happening in the second year, and maybe I'll want to go on and look at how verbal development in general relates to humor. Maybe I'll want to look at motor development and how that relates to humor in the first year when humor starts to be more, I guess, physical, things like chasing and peekaboo and things like that. And then that can start to help us understand, you know, what makes things humorous. It is your understanding of different things, you know, in the world and how you manipulate that as well.
Because I suppose apart from your basic tickling type humor,
yeah,
Any other sort of a joke has a degree of upending expectations.
Exactly. So tickling, I mean, we have that in there, but that is a physiological response. So of course, some people get tickled, they laugh, doesn't mean they actually appreciated it. What you do see with babies sometimes, though, is that you start doing the tickling motion and the laugh before you even get to them. So those babies probably do like it. But most other jokes, you know, if all of a sudden your mother's neighing like a horse, that's a really weird thing. There's a bit of a surprise, and because you're in a safe environment, you could really enjoy that and think it's quite strange and different and exciting. Yeah,
because it does tell us about even a baby already has formed ideas about the way the world should be, and anything outside that can be humorous to them.
Yeah, and in a sense, you know, seeing that humor is developing so early on and seeing how humor changes, one thought is that we could start to better understand how infants see the world. If they understand a certain joke, that suggests they have a pretty solid grasp of you know, the content of what makes that a joke. So if they understand it's funny to call a banana an apple, that suggests they know what a banana is and what an apple is, you know, these kinds of things. So it might be a way to actually learn a bit more about what they understand in general.
On the other side of that, if a baby isn't laughing, might that often be a sign that, that something might be amiss?
I think it's hard to say, and that may be an area for future research. So again, I want to emphasize, you know, about we'd expect based on our data that about 50% of 2-month-olds would start appreciating humor. But, you know, there's a lot of variability in kids. We had some parents reporting this at 1 month, some parents, you know, not reporting this at 2 months, well, half of them not. So this might happen at 3 or 4 months. So there is some variability. You know, by the end of the first year, we'd certainly expect that most babies would appreciate humor. And if they're not, then maybe there is something different. Past research looking at toddlers with autism has found that kids with young kids with autism laugh just as much as kids with typical development, but they might tend to laugh at different things. So not so interested in funny faces, for instance. And so, you know, if that might be a marker that kids are processing things in a different way, if they're finding different kinds of things funny as well.
Still, very fun research to carry out, I would have thought. Dr. Elena Hocke is from the School of Education at Bristol University. Elena, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.